Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Be not dismayed. For whatever betides you, God will and God can and God shall take care of you. This is your very own prophet, dear Saunders. Amen. Co-hosted with my sister in the Lord. Amen. Pastor Shatwan. Amen. Johnson, we thank God for our life. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited for what the Lord is doing. For God is doing some, Father God is doing some awesome things in this hour. I'm telling you, Father God is in the mind-blowing business. I don't know about you, but I am excited for those things. Amen. And not only that, people of God, this is our terrific testimony today. Oh, my God. I know my brothers and sisters is on the show today. Amen. Just to tell their testimonies, I don't know about nobody else, but since that prophetic gathering, I am expecting, Oh, my goodness, I have had a wonderful time. The prophetic gathering was off the meter. I know some people got some testimonies of how the prophetic gathering, amen. If you didn't make it to the gathering, I promise you, you missed a mighty, mighty, mighty treat. And I'm telling you, people of God, it was awesome. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to next year to the prophetic gathering. Oh, my God, I bless the people of God. We thank God for our pastors, amen. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Angel, Pastor Joe. Thank God for you guys. We love you all with the love of the Lord, amen. And, yes, we are praying with you and we praying for you. My God, go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor that we're here, amen. Let them know that the prophet is here, the word is here, the anointing and the glory of God is here, amen. Yes, yes, yes. I am excited, people of God, for what the Lord is doing in this hour. Amen. And I'm telling you, that woman of God on Friday night, that woman of God ministered to us. Oh, my goodness. She told us how we need to hear. We need to get quiet. And I'm telling you, it's not like getting in the quiet place with the Lord. Amen. And Father God will speak back to you. My God, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless him. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Shatwan.
Good morning, Prophet Darrell.
How are you today? You're sounding much, 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 much better.
I'm feeling much, 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 much better, Prophet Darrell.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, people of God, that's what I'm talking about. Amen, amen. Well, amen. Well, I'm up for prayer today, amen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I apologize to the people of God that is listening, amen, that I was supposed to do the morning prayer on Tuesday. But check this out. I'm going to post two prayers, amen. I'm going to post one for the morning, and I'm going to post one for the evening, then I'm going to post another one but to take you all when you go to sleep on tonight, amen. Just be there to just touch and agree with me. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. So, Pastor Twan, what's going on with you? Amen. How are you doing? What's happening in Plano today?
I'm actually out with my youngest son today, taking care of some business. So, I'm driving and doing what I gotta do, take care of some business.
Amen. Well, I thank you for being here, sis. Amen. And I meant to say on last night, it was good to hear Prophetess Sandra Sterling on the call on last night. That was anointed call on last night. That was an anointed call. Oh, my God. Didn't we rumble stomp of the devil on last night? I'm telling you, didn't we pounce on top of that devil head? Amen. We had to stomp him. Amen. We had to trounce. We had to terminate him. Hallelujah on last night. And I'm telling you, it went down on that prayer call on last night. If you was not on that call, listen, you should have been on that intercessors. You should have been on that. Oh, my goodness. I love to hear Pastor Walker pray. That woman of God, hallelujah, talked to the Father on last night. I'm telling you. And I just bless the Lord on this evening, this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever time zone that you're in, we thank God for you for chiming in on today. Amen. Go tell a friend. Go tell a neighbor. Amen, that we're here. Amen, we're getting ready to prepare ourselves for prayer. Amen, and I want to do this, Pastor Twan. Amen, I want to read this scripture before I go into prayer. Amen, it's just, I believe in just cleaning things up. Amen, amen, before approaching the throne of God. It is a Psalm of David, Psalm 51. Amen, and it says these words, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speak, and be clear when thou judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in thy hiding part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Good part. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast not away from me, from thee, present, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. I have read for our hearing today Psalms 51, verses 1 through 12. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Amen. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne this morning, this afternoon, Father God, just to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for being a watcher and the keeper of your people, Father God. Father God, we thank you for restoring life on today, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come into the secret place, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to come into your presence, Father God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Master. And Father God, we bless you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you now, Father God, hallelujah, to forgive us of our sin, Father God, sin of commission, sins of omission, Father God. Father God, anything that we have done, Father God, that will cause you to be out of the real, Father God, we ask you to forgive us. Father God, we just ask you, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God, my Redeemer. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you for light, health, and strength on today, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being our rose of Sharon. We thank you for being the bright and morning star. Father God, we say thank you for sending the slave lamb before us to die. We thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son to die for us. And Father God, many times, Father, we have shammed the nails back in his hands. We have put the thorns on his head, Father God. We brutalized him again, Father God. The same thing, Father God, we allow Jesus to go through. Hallelujah, Father God. We just ask you both, Father God and Jesus, to forgive us. Hallelujah. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you. Father God, I ask you to release and send the healing balm of Gilead. Send the healing balm of Gilead, Father God. Hallelujah. To rest upon your people today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you told us in your word that life and that love and the power of the tongue. Devil, I'm here to tell you, devil, Satan, hallelujah, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, you are defeated now out of the lives of God's people. And Father God, we just decree and declare now, Father God, that healing will take place, oh Father God, that healing will take place in the mind, that healing will take place in the heart, that healing will take place in the body, Father God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to reign and look upon your people today, Father God. Bless this radio show like never before, Father God. And Father God, as we lift our pastor Angel and Pastor Joe up before you today, Father God, we ask you to give them strength today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift True Christian Assembly up before you today, Father God, oh, Father God, bless like never before. But send in the sheep, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow the God of your glory, Father God, to rest upon the ministry, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know you're able to do anything but fail. And Father God, we thank you, Father. And Father, we ask you to look on the PSMI family, Father God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look on every member and every well-wisher of PSMI. Father God, do it for your glory. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to travel the highway and the byway, Father God. Hallelujah, glory be to the Lamb of God. We say thank you, Lord, for the prophetic gathering, Father God, that you have brought things off of us. You gave us a breakthrough and a breakout. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you, Father. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior. Satan, let me tell you something, devil. You already defeated the saints out here. And Satan, we come to understand that you don't like when we begin to petition and we petition the throne of God, because that makes you unemployed. That makes you defeated in the name of Jesus. And for this reason, Father God, I say thank you. I say thank you, Father God. Devil, I see you, devil. We command you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to get out of the way, devil. To get out of the way right now, devil. In the name of Jesus, get up out of that, devil. For the saints of God is prevailing now. The saints of God are praying right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for you told us in your word, Father, walk and put a sound in the flight, two can put this out. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you, Lord. Father God, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you today, Father. For this is the day that you have made, and yes, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And for this reason, Father God, we got a right to reverence you today. We got a right to praise you today, Father God. And oh, Father God, we say thank you. Father God, we come touching and agreeing with our brothers and sisters across the waters, Father God. Father God, we say thank you, Lord. Look upon them today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look on our brothers and sisters in Ghana, Africa, Father God, and all other parts of the world, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father, we know you're able, Father God, to do anything but fail, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look upon the brothers and sisters, Father God, that's attached to PSMI, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I know you're able, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed, Father God, on this show today, Father God. Prick their hearts today, Father God. Open up their mouth, Father God. May testify about your goodness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, hear us today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father God, to do anything but fail. And Father, you told, Father God, that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, Father God. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hear us, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus. And oh Father God, we bless you, we reverence you, we praise you. Father God, we ask you to allow us to rest. Hallelujah. Allow us to get into that secret place, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Allow us to get to that secret place. Hallelujah. Where we can dwell, hallelujah, in the secret place of the Most High. And Father God, for you told us in your word, Father, if we want to pray, what we do in secret, you reward us openly. We only thing I do is go in the closet and shut the door, Father God. And Father God, we shut the door off the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we speak divine health upon this show today. We speak divine healing on this show today. We speak divine deliverance on this show today. We decree and declare miracles will be performed on this show today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we yield the right of way to you. We yield the right of way to you on this day, Father. This is your atmosphere. This is your show, Father God. We rebuke and we bind up and we curse the prince of Persia now in the name of Jesus, trying to hold up our asses, trying to hold up our rewards. Father, we ask you to dispatch Michael, Rayfield, and Gabriel, Father God. Dispatch your warrior angel, Father God, to do battle on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we don't want nobody to suffer, Father God, that press their way out to the gathering, Father God. Father God, every seed that was sown, Father God, into the gathering, Father God, we ask you to restore 100-fold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, Father God, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless every speaker that spoke and brought forth your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Master, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you to take this show through, Father God. Touch the people's hearts, prick their hearts where they can come on and testify about your goodness, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We say, thank God. Amen. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, people of God, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm telling you, if you got a testimony, this is a terrific testimony, too. And you might as well press one, because I know you got a testimony. Don't play with this thing. Don't act like God, Father God, ain't done nothing for you, because I know he has. Amen. If he just woke your family up this morning, he did enough. Amen. Amen. And so we need to really learn how to press one to encourage somebody. Amen. Father God is here. Hallelujah. Father God is here. You never know what Father God has to say to you. So don't ever be ashamed, amen, to press one on your dial. Amen. And so we thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. Glory to the Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for our overseer. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For our spiritual Father. Amen. Apostle Michael Shakespeare. Amen. We thank God for him. The legendary. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. Amen. For allowing this thing to happen. Amen. And we just want to continue to do the vision. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. Well, come on, somebody press one and testify about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody got a testimony. My God, Pastor,
we do have a caller. Area code 702-502. Your mic is open.
Praise the Lord. Hi, this is Princess, and I wanted to give a praise report. Last week, like it was right after I had gone off the tour, like later on that evening, one of my brothers got into a terrible car accident, and they had to cut his wife out the car, and he was bleeding in his brain, and they said it didn't look good, and I went down to the hospital. I seen him, and he wasn't talking. I started rubbing his head. I was pleading the blood of Jesus, and I just been praying and stuff. And my brother got out the hospital Friday, and I was just thinking, praise God. The bleeding,
right.
Everything stopped, and I just thanking, praise God, for that, for him touching all of my brothers and my sisters, and that's it. I want to know, could you guys pray for me that the Lord bless me with really good income stability coming in for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness. Amen. That deserves a praise break right there. My
Amen.
God, my God, my God. Can't nobody do it like Father God. And I thank God. I thank Father God for doing what he do. Hallelujah. I am excited for you, sis. Oh my goodness. We just decree and declare the blessings of the Lord will continue to rest upon you and your family, amen, to continue to stay in that secret place, that private place with God, and as I be the mouthpiece of God, as I be the spokesman for God, you watch and see the best is yet to come for you in this hour. Father God told
amen.
Me to tell you, say, tell her that eyes have not seen. Father God said, tell her that ears have not heard, neither have I put it. In the heart of man or woman, what I got in store for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Father
you,
God said he got great things in store for you. And Father God
Amen.
Told me to tell you that you are getting ready to see his hand manifest.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You watch and see. Father God said 2018 is your turn, it's your season, it's your hour.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father God said it's already a turnaround for you. 2017
you.
Is the year of beginning.
Yeah.
2018
hallelujah.
Is the year of turnaround. My God. That
Thank
means
you,
he
Jesus.
Has turned it around and working it out in your favor. Father God has
Thank
already
you.
Flipped the strip and reversed the curse of the enemy
Hallelujah.
Off your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God told me to tell you that he has poured a special anointing on you. Father God
Thank
said,
you.
Yes, you are a warrior in the spirit.
Yes.
Father
Hallelujah.
God said, you are a warrior. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God said, get back into that secret place with him.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
Thank you,
God.
Father. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory,
Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank
glory,
you.
Father God. Glory to Father God.
Thank
glory
you,
to Father God. Glory, glory,
Thank
glory.
You,
Father God.
Bless
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Come on, come on. Hey,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, since
thank
you be encouraged, you be encouraged.
Thank you.
And just know that Father God has already made easy and successful your way.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Thank
all.
You, Lord. All right. All right. My God. All right, people of God. Y'all don't want to press one. Hallelujah. But I don't want to shout. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name. Glory, Father God. Glory, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, Pastor Dwan. Amen. We ain't going to waste more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Waiting on the people of God to testify. They don't want nobody else to know about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. But I just thank the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, people of God, this is the hour. Amen. We need to give God what's due to him. We need to give him what's due to him. Amen. Because, see, let me tell you something. We're coming up. We're coming up to a whole new year. Amen. We're coming up to a whole new year. Amen. And ain't no telling what to expect. Amen. But when you're in the will of God, my God, I heard that song, the safest place in the whole world is in the will of God. We got to be in the will of the Father in this hour. Even though you're going through tests and trials, it's for your good. Hallelujah. It's for your making. It's for your making. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. It's for your good. But, yes, Father God, I'm going to tell him. Father God just told me to tell you all things work together for your good. To those, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to those that which are in Christ Jesus. Father God has already, hallelujah, done what he said he was going to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My God, my God, I see releasing. I don't know what this is, but I just see some just being released. Look like I just said, oh, God said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost, speak. Father God, just show me that, hallelujah, that these doors are open. Hallelujah. I see opening doors. Amen. And Father God has opened up cages. Oh, my goodness. Father God is getting ready to release people from jail. So saith the Spirit of Father God. Father God said, I'm getting ready to release my people that's been in bondage and been in captivity. Father God said that they've been bound and they've been in captive. Hallelujah. They've been held against their will. I even see people that have been missing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. People that have been missing for years, people of God. Children that have been missing for years. Hallelujah, Father God is getting ready to release them. Hallelujah. Glory. All right.
Hallelujah.
I see it. Glory. I just see the kids running. Hallelujah. For freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know where these kids are. Amen. Hallelujah. But I look like, hallelujah, look like the men, the look like soldiers, look like men with guns. Hallelujah. They fell dead. Hallelujah. They fell dead. Hallelujah. And the children were free. Hallelujah. I see the angel. Hallelujah. Unlocking the doors. Hallelujah. I see the doors been unlocked. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. And all of that, I see a big old house here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And there was children. Hallelujah. Not only children, but older teenagers, adults. Hallelujah. That has been snatched. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that they are being free right now. Hallelujah. Father God has given them a way of escape. Father God has sent the angel. Hallelujah. That the murderers could see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, a lot of deep sleep to fall upon them. And Father God said, I'm releasing the lost. Y'all better hear me this morning. Y'all better hear me this morning. Y'all better hear me this morning. Y'all better hear Father God speak to you. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to post this prophetic word up on the page. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to post this up on the page in big, bold letters. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God will not allow us to go to a breakthrough conference if he's not getting ready to break some things loose. Father God would not allow us to go to a breakthrough conference if he's not getting ready to break things loose. Amen. Think about it, people of God. Hallelujah. Father God says, think about what I did. Hallelujah. not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but look what I did for Paul and Silas. It's getting ready to be a Paul and Silas, day. Father God is getting ready to allow all these kids that's been flashing across the news is getting ready to come up. All these kids that's been, hallelujah, snatched up from their family, and they try to poison their brain. Father God is getting ready to release. You watch and see what I tell you. So if you know anybody and their child has been missing, watch, Father God, allow them to show up at that door. Watch, Father God, allow them to show up at the police station, at the hospital. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my Jesus. But Father God just showed me this. I don't know people of God, but I saw somebody laying in the morgue, and Father God said he's going to allow them to come alive in the morgue. I'm telling you, people of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. There's no way that Father God would have put it up on Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Amen. Hard to have the year of the breakthrough and not allow things to break through in the spirit and in the natural. And Father God is showing me. Father God is showing me that this getting ready to break forth now. Unexpected money is getting ready to come. Unexpected miracles is getting ready to take place. Unexpected, I'm telling you. Father God said he's getting ready to cause tumors to be dissolved right before your face. Father God said he's getting ready to allow limbs to stretch out. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to allow limbs to grow right before your natural eyes. He said he's the same. He's the same that he changed not. People that's been paralyzed for years is getting ready to start walking. The deaf is getting ready to start speaking. Because Father God said he got to put his name back in the earth. Father God said people are going to respect Father God. Hallelujah. They're going to respect Jesus as who they are. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Watch what God do. Watch what Father God do.
Yes.
Father God is getting ready to do it. Just notice I told you. Just know that Father God told you today.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Pastor Twan, I know we ain't got no more callers.
Well, we do have some callers. Eric code 336-508. Your mic is open.
Yes, good morning. How is everybody doing today?
All
wonderful.
Right. Who's calling?
How are you?
Who's
I'm
calling?
Doing well, thank you. June.
How you doing, June?
Doing well. I was just wanted to call and just give a testimony. I just thank God for life. If I can't
Amen.
Say nothing else, I just want to thank God for life.
Amen. My God, we thank God for you calling in today. And I want to tell you this, Father God just told me to tell you to lift up your head. He said, lift up your head. And Father God told me to tell you that he's working it out. The Bible says, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up. The everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, fighting in battle. Amen. Father God says, fear not, my daughter, for I am with thee. Father God told me that he has put a hedge of protection around you. And Father God also told me to let you know that he sees that the enemy has been on your trail. All right.
Yes.
Father God said, but hallelujah, Father God told me to tell you to fear not. There's a brighter day ahead for you, sis. Just hold on to the gospel plow. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. For the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but is given to the one that endured to the end. And Father God said, he has brought you a mighty long way. Even when loved ones went on before you, you yet held on. And Father God said, he's getting ready to reward you for your faithfulness and your obedience. Father God said, oh my goodness, Father God said he has always given you a way of escape. Even when you was out there in the world heavy, Father God said he gave you a way of escape.
Yes.
I don't know why did I hear it look like you were sitting in the back seat of a car. And it just looked like they were just driving. Hallelujah. They didn't want to let you out, but Father God said he gave you a way of escape.
Mm.
Father God said that he has kept you. When the enemy wanted to sift you as wheat, when death was knocking at your door, tell him Jesus. And Father God said that he put a hedge of protection around you. He said, even when it felt like people have turned against you, Father God said he gave you an inner peace. Glory to the Father. Glory.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Jesus. There is a ministry crying out in your belly too, woman of God. There is a ministry crying out on the inside of you and is ready to be released.
Mm.
Told me to tell you that it got to come forth. It shall come forth. I don't know why it looked like I saw people standing in a line. Looked like you was giving something away. Looked like you was handing out something. Father God said, yes, you will be able to feed these people. Yes, Father God. My Lord, my Lord.
Hmm.
Yes, Father.
Thank you.
Okay.
Prophet Darrell?
Yes, ma'am.
This one is found on about what you were saying about giving up. You know, my friend, I was telling you all that, you know, they had given her 6 months to live, and still working with that, and got different people working with her during the day and so forth. And like the last few weeks, it felt like I just wanted to let go, but the enemy keep pushing to fight for her and to her and pray with her and keep encouraging her. So that's definitely been a thing that's been going on for me the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I want to tell you this.
Father God is in the midst of everything. And Father God said, lean and depend and trust on him.
Yes.
The things that cause you to cry will surely make you smile. And Father God is going to give you victory. You watch and see.
Thank you, God.
Father God has already given you the victory. You just got to open up your mouth and use the power that lies within you. Father God said life and death lies in the power of our tongue. We always take our burdens to God. We always, let me tell you something, we always tell God. I'm sorry. We always tell Father God about our problems. But we don't never tell our problems about our God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to tell that situation, my God is bigger than you. My Father is bigger than you.
Yes.
My Father is greater than you. My Father is more stronger. Oh, Shabbat. Hey, glory. Glory to Jesus. My Father is more stronger and powerful than you. So we got to go. Whatever it is, you got to let know that your Father is much bigger and greater than them. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You watch and see. And you be encouraged.
Yes.
You be encouraged.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Area code 609-227. Your mic is open. Who's calling and where you calling from?
This is Dee Dee. Hello, everyone. Praise the Lord. Calling from New Jersey.
Dee Dee. How are you, sweetie?
All is well. All is well. I just thank the Lord for another day. I thank and praise him. I wanted to give my praise report, but I'm just so grateful to be serving the true and the living God. I'm just so grateful to know that I have Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and that I'm not serving a false God, a God that, you know, that doesn't exist. But I thank him that I'm serving the true and living all-powerful God. I just want to give a praise report because last night when I was on your prayer line, Prophet Daryl, I came on just in time when you were talking about, giving our Heavenly Father the respect, you know, the utmost respect by acknowledging him as Father God. And for years, I didn't know. So I thank the Lord for the truth, because I remember for years I called him Daddy. But I thank the Lord for the truth and that I embraced the truth. But when you spoke that last night, and you also said that he is going to begin to move, you know, when you reverence him and you call him and speak to him, call him by his name of who he is. And you said it might not happen right away, but he's going to begin to move on your behalf. Well, when we got off the prayer line last night, my spiritual mother called me, Apostle Mullen, and I called her back. And we just began to we were just praising the Lord about what took place on the prayer line. And, you know, I told her I was happy for her and everything, what the Lord said to her. And so she began to, the Spirit of the Lord told her to tell me to speak to that spirit of cocaine addiction in my husband's life. And so I began to speak to the spirit. And then I began to call out other spirits because he had been dealing with, he had been molested at a young age, and he's been through a lot. And so I began to call out those spirits. And I thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, that the Lord told Apostle Mullen, told my spiritual mother to tell me last night, hallelujah, that he has been delivered, hallelujah, from everything, every stronghold, everything that was holding him back, hallelujah. He said he has been delivered, and I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Even healing is coming forth in his body because he began to use my spiritual mother. And I said, spiritual mother, I said, my prayers have been answered. And she said, and the Spirit of the Lord said, yes, your prayers have been answered. So I thank the Lord that I've been through hell for the last 9 years in my marriage. But I thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, that it was worth it. Hallelujah. It was worth it. Just because, hallelujah, he has received his deliverance and his healing. And the Lord said, and he shall minister, and he shall bring forth my word. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise the Lord. I've been crying tears of joy and just rejoicing, hallelujah, for this soul, because I cried out, not just for his soul, but I've been crying out for the souls, hallelujah, that they will not be lost, hallelujah, but they will be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So I just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I give him honor, and I give him glory. Hallelujah.
My God. Ooh, nobody like Father God, I'm telling you. Nobody like him. Nobody like him.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody
like him.
Nobody like Father God. You ain't
Amen.
Nobody like Father God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Father. Hey, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. My God, my God, my God. I'm excited. Oh, my goodness, people of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The Bible says when a man waits, pleases God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, oh, my goodness, God bless you, Dee. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Prophet Darrell. Thank you.
I thank God for you. Thank God for you and Apostle Mullen. And I just want to, and you make sure you tell Apostle Mullen the best is yet to come.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father God. Father God is releasing and opening up many doors for Apostle Mullen and her ministry. You tell her that Father
Hallelujah.
God said that.
Okay.
You tell Apostle Mullen that Father God said many doors shall open up for her ministry. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Oh, Father God is real. Yeah, you tell Apostle Mullen that Father God is pleased and he's getting ready to put the keys in her hand.
I sure will. Hallelujah.
And you tell Apostle Mullen, long life shall she live.
I sure will. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hey, glory. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Huh? Hey, the ocean, my God. Amen. So, all right. All right, Dee. Best is yet to come for you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
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 The Lamb of God. My God. My God. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I just thank God for Father God for revealing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Amen. All right, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Father God.
And you watch and see. The best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Yes, I embrace it right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm excited. Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for revealing
unto those
people the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father God.
All right. Well, you be blessed, sis.
Thank you. You too, Prophet Daryl.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. Error code 321746. Your mic is open. Who's calling and where you calling from? Error code 321746. Your mic is open.
God bless, God bless, God bless everyone.
God bless you. Who's calling and where you calling from?
Calling from Orlando, Sanford area. As prophets say, Angela.
How you doing, Angela?
It's well.
Yes, Father God. Father God told me to tell you, Angela. Did you have a testimony?
I'm still standing.
You're still standing.
I'm still standing. I ain't got that breakthrough yet.
I want to tell you this, Angela. You watch. Okay. You watch what Father God is getting ready to do for you within the next 9 days.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Jesus, thank you.
You watch what Father God is getting ready to do for you. And Father God says the enemy has been trying to put a delay on your life. And Father God told me that seems like, hallelujah, everything has been at a standstill.
Yes, Lord.
But Father God is telling me to tell you that when you begin to speak, he said, speak to the wind and cause the wind to change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. He said the same power that lies in Ezekiel lies in you.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the wind. And the Bible says the wind begins to come from the north, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. And Father God says you begin to prophesy to the wind. And you begin to put your prayer on the wings of the Lord. My God.
Jesus.
Father God said you need to put your prayers on the wings of the morning. What did Father God mean with that prophet? He said you got to seek him early in the morning. When the dew is upon the ground. My God. My goodness, my goodness. Father God, did you tell her that? Father God told me to tell you when you begin to seek him in the morning. He said before the dawn, my God, my God, my God. He said before the dawn will come, you will begin to see manifestation.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
But you got to meet him early in the morning.
Yeah.
Why so early in the morning, Prophet? I'm glad you asked me that. Father God said he wants to have a one-on-one with you. And it's something about when you meet him in the still and in the cool another day. Hey, glory. Thank you, Father God. When you begin to meet him in the cool another day, I declare, you will see things move on your behalf. But Father God wants you to come up higher. He wants you to come up higher. He said, if she will come up higher, I will show her where the blessings is. In other words, he will cause you to walk around people that will sow into your life. He will put you around people that will say, give me that bill, I'll pay it for you.
My God.
Amen. He will do it for you.
Amen.
And Father God even showed me, amen, Father God is showing me this. He allowed me to see this like I'm looking at a book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father God said, oh, my goodness. I want you to go buy you a notebook tablet. I want you to go buy you a spiral notebook. And I want you to set this spiral notebook on the beside of your bed here, and I want you to begin to sit down and write. Yes, Father God. Father God said every time you begin to write in there, Father God said he's going to show you the strategy to get things done in an orderly fashion with yourself and things that are concerning you. Father God said you cannot help any and everybody. Father God said that you cannot help those folk, amen, that don't want to help themselves.
Amen.
All right.
My God.
Yes, Father. Father God said he's getting ready to talk to you.
Amen.
Father God said, because you haven't heard his voice, and so he said he's getting ready to talk to you, and you got to get to that quiet place. Get to that quiet place and watch Father God move. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father. Father God said he is smiling on you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And you know what? You need to order. You need to order Apostle Shakespeare's "Fall on Your Knees." You need to go online and you need to order that book.
Mm-hmm.
You need to order that book. That book is going to be a blessing to you and your house.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
That book is going to be a blessing to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember information on it. Pastor Twan can probably give you the information. But you need to get that book. Hallelujah. And I declare when you get that book, it's going to bless you so. My God. You watch what Father God do.
Amen.
And I declare it's going to bless you. Because I see you falling on your knees. I see you falling on your knees talking to Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Father God bless. Pastor Twan?
Yeah.
Give her that information where she can go online. Whenever you feel in your spirit, you go on that site and get that book. Give her the information, Pastor Twan, so she can get that book.
Amen. The website is PSMINETL.org. And go to the bookstore.
The PSMI?
PSMINTL.org.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
And you watch and see it. I declare it's going to bless you. I declare it's going to bless you so. My God. And I'm looking forward, amen, to hear the testimony. It's getting ready to be a breakout and a breakthrough for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And
you
watch and
see.
You watch and see, and I won't take it back.
Amen. Papa Dow, just last week, my bishop told me to get ready. Get ready to start bringing forth the word of God. The teacher
wow.
said I bring so much excitement there and don't stop being who I am.
You watch and see. You watch can see. The attack that's been upon you is all because the enemy don't want you to do what God has called you to do or what you've been chosen to do. Do you hear me, sis?
Yes, sir.
And you watch and see what God, you watch and see what Father God do.
Thank you, Lord.
Many doors is getting ready to open up for you. You watch and see. Oh, Holy Ghost, see. Show God. Show God, say. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Pastor Twan.
Amen. Top of our hour. Amen. We're going to have our announcement. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Announcement time.
Amen. We want to thank God for those that are listening, for those that are listening by airwaves, for those that are listening by internet, for those that are listening by phone. We want to let you all know that we have legacy T-shirts that are available for purchase from the gathering. Legacy T-shirts with from the gathering for Year of the Breakthrough. They're only $20. They have Prophet's face on them. And they are being sold for $20. You can go to psmintl.org. We also have special T-shirts and shirts that you can order. The Hello Lightbulb T-shirts and Hello Lightbulb sweatshirts that you can order. If you go to the website psmintl.org, The T-shirts are $20, and the Hello Lightbulb sweatshirts are $30. If you want one, you can go to the website and place your order. And as soon as the order is filled, we will and Pastor Angel will order the sweatshirts and the T-shirts, and she will have them, and then you can get them by mail. But if you want a Hello Lightbulb T-shirt, we do have them. You can order them if you go to the website at psmintl.org. These are special order T-shirts and sweatshirts. They were only at the gathering, and now they're being extended to you. If you want to order one, on the front it is a Hello Lightbulb. It is a light bulb. You've seen it on the page, and now we have them in T-shirts and sweatshirts. We also have the Legacy T-shirts with Prophet Michael Shakespeare. You can also order those, which are $20 from the gathering. You can order those along with your Hello Lightbulb T-shirts and or sweatshirts. If you go to the website, psmintl.org, you can place your order. And once the order has been placed, then once we have a sufficient amount of orders, it will be placed and you will get yours. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen, Pastor Twyla. Amen. Amen. So, stop mocking me. Yeah, so we get those T-shirts. I made sure I got my Pastor Twyla.
And I got my Prophet Daryl. I got my Legacy T-shirt, and I got my Hello Lightbulb T-shirt. And I will be placing an order to get a sweatshirt.
I know that's right. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Do we have any more people on to tell a testimony, Pastor Twan?
No, we don't. But if we have anybody that was at the gathering that would like to give a testimony that was there, that would like to share what they experienced at the gathering, press 1 on your dial. I know we didn't go all the way to Dearborn, Michigan and go to the Breakthrough Conference, and God didn't do anything for us.
You know, Father God has really, 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 really showed up and showed out at the prophetic gathering. And I just thank Father God for doing it. Amen. Because he has made ways for all of us to be there and to be in our right place, to be in position.
Amen.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm expecting to do new things for God, my Father God. I'm expecting to do new things for Father God. I'm expecting to do a new thing for him. My God, you hear me? I didn't say I'm looking for God to do a new thing. I'm looking to do a new thing for Father God. I'm looking to do more for Father God in this hour. Amen. Because it's a fresh start. And so I thank God. I thank Father God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just like to thank God. I just thank God for the gathering. I thank God just for all that he done on this past weekend. It was a gathering like we've never experienced, and I just thank God that it was planned all the way down, and Prophet had his hands in it, and you knew when you walked in the building on Thursday night, Spirit of Prophet was all over the gathering, and I thank God that just being there was a new beginning for us. It was a closure. It was an ending to one thing, but it was a beginning for a new thing that God was doing in all of PSMI's life and those that attended the gathering. And I thank God. I really thought that I wasn't going to make it to the gathering with the enemy attacking. But I praise God that I pressed my way, and I said, you know, to myself, and I said, you know, there's no way that I would not attend. No way. But I thank God that I pressed my way. I thank God that I went, and there were things that happened and didn't happen and should have happened and didn't happen, and it did happen, you know, but God still got the glory from us. God still reigned in the building. God still reigned in that gathering. God still is the Lord of the breakthrough. And I thank God that he's still breaking through. And I thank God that even coming back, I wasn't feeling good in my body. And, you know, there were some things that were going on. But I thank God that today is a new day, and he's still the Lord of breakthrough. And I thank God that breakthrough is happening and it's manifesting. And even in the small things, breakthrough is manifesting and it's happening. And I'm claiming healing. I'm walking in healing. It's the children's bread. And because I am a child, I am the children. It's my healing. It's my bread. It's what I eat daily that I'm eating healing daily. And I just thank God for the breakthrough of healing. I thank God for the breakthrough of something new. I thank God for the breakthrough of moving forward in God. Hallelujah. And that God still remains God and God alone, and he still remains to do all everything and all things. He is the healer of all things that ails me. He is the healer of all things that comes up against me. He is the healer of all things that come up against his children. And I thank God that
that I can recognize it. I can hear him clearer. I can see him clearer. I can understand him clearer. You know, sometimes we don't hear God as clear as we would like to. Sometimes we don't understand God like we would like to, but God is God, and he is making all things known unto us if we press our way and if we seek him for all that we need to get from him. And that's the testimony that I have today.
My God, I'm telling you, Pastor Twan, I don't know about nobody else, but that the breaker's anointing was there.
Yes, it was.
From intercessory prayer all the way down.
Pastor Darrell, we laughed and we cried. We hugged. We ran. We danced. And I thank God that freedom was in the building. Freedom was in the building. And we were part of it, and we experienced the freedom to dance, the freedom to laugh, the freedom to cry, the freedom to just experience God for just who he was, who he is, and who he always will be. We were allowed to experience that. So I thank God for the breaker's anointing, because there were some things that needed to break in our lives. There were some things that were already broken, and there were some things that God had to break off of us so that we could go forward in our new thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. It was a truly, truly, truly blessing. It was truly a blessing. Amen.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What you got? Yes. And I thank God for Pastor Angel and Pastor Joe. You know,
I thank God for them.
Oh my goodness. That Pastor Joe, my God, he got his father's spirit all upon him. I'm looking forward to this new gathering. I believe this, Pastor Twan. We're gonna have more young people. We're gonna have more youth in this gathering than we had ever.
Yes, we are.
And us as the older seasoned people in ministry got to be there to uphold them. I see the Lord is showing me like a big old youth musical and just youth just experiencing themselves. You know, I even see the youth minister, the youth preaching, hallelujah, day of the youth. And I'm like, oh, Kanye, go over to God.
Yes.
And Father, show me that the youth is going to be on the move.
I am looking forward to 2018 gathering. We have no idea what to expect, but we ought to come expecting 2018 is going to bring in a new highness in God. 2018 is going to bring in new revelation. 2018 is going to bring in newness all around. And the gathering is going to be experienced in a new and different way.
Amen. So I just thank Father God. I just thank him for all that he is doing. I thank Father God. And we're going to continue to pray for Pastor Angel and Pastor Joe. Amen. And a lot of you probably don't even know who Pastor Angel and Pastor Joe is. Those are Apostle Shakespeare's children. Amen. And I'm telling you, that man and that woman is holding it down. They're holding it together. Amen. And I just thank God how Father God began to break through Angel. Oh, my goodness. my sister danced and my pastor danced in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus messed me completely up. God, hallelujah, glory to God. And the people brought that spirit of praise in there.
Yes, Lord.
They brought that spirit of praise. Because I'm telling you, when you begin to worship the Lord, and when you're going through, but when you begin to come out and you can come out praising like the children of Israel did when they marched around the walls of Jericho, and they begin to praise God and whatever the wall is, you got to thank you, Father God, for the message. Oh my goodness, yes, I got that. Yeah, okay. Yes, so we just thank Father God for doing all that He said He was gonna do. And showing up and showing out. Amen. Amen. Well, all right, Pastor Twan. You know what, Pastor Twan? If you could just play us something nice and worshipy, amen. Amen. I just feel that in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Just play us something real nice, Pastor Twan. Amen. And we're going to see what the Lord say. And if the Lord told us, if he tell us to pursue, we're going to pursue. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I have found here love and mercy from an infinite supply. I have found here living water from a well that won't run dry. At your feet I bow in wonder. At your feet I place my crowns. Let surrender be the only sound. At your feet I lay me down. Fear and failure, pride and hatred, you see all I've tried to hide. But sweet mercy has embraced me. Wrath has turned to life divine. At your feet I bow in wonder. At your feet I down. At your feet, I bow. your feet, I bow in wonder. At your feet, I place my crown. Let's surrender, be the only sound. At your feet, I lay me down. At your feet, I lay me down.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, I just bless the Lord on today. Amen. And I just stop at that. Amen. Now move. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Pastor Twan. And Shatwan, amen. Pumpkin, amen. Thank you. Granddaughter, amen. Praise God. Pastor Twan, did you stop it? Amen. Well, I have no more to say, Pastor Twan, if we ain't got no more. No more test, Pastor Twan, you still here?
I'm still here.
All right, we ain't got no more testimonies. I'm done. I mean, there's nothing else I can say or do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening today. Tomorrow is our Worship Wednesday, and we'll be
Amen.
Back again tomorrow. With our worship and with our sermon from Apostle Michael Shakespeare. Amen. Thank you all
Amen.
For listening today. Thank you all for your testimonies. Thank you all for sharing with us, and those that would like to share on the page, you can go on the page and post your testimonies. Amen. So that others can share in rejoicing with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, you might as well play brand new, and we off of here. Well, see you all tomorrow. Same time, same station. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.